We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. An exciting 34-28 overtime win over New Hampshire. After a couple of tough losses, how big to win that game and get going back in the right direction?
I mean, it's absolutely huge. You were hoping to do that the previous week versus Albany, but Albany had different thoughts in mind on that one. But it was a tough couple of weeks, and like I told the kids, it stinks to get knocked down, but when you do get back up and you play, arguably our best football game all year, then very satisfying. The kids rallied, played extremely hard, played extremely well, and was necessary in a really, really good football game.
First question this morning from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
Steve.
Coach, talk about Jaden McKenzie had himself a breakout game for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've been seeing it all year long, right? Every time he seems to get into the game and carrying the rock, we seem to loosen up and do pretty good, offensively. A breakout game. I think we've been waiting for the big numbers, but I was surprised at the press conference after the game. He had four touchdowns. I mean, it was a big day. But he's a very, valuable back. He's a very tough tackle. I think that, in a game like that, invaluable. And we came in saying, we wanted to be able to run the football. We needed to get back to doing that, and we needed to stop the run. And I thought we accomplished both of those, but couldn't be happier with Jaden. He was a big, big beast running up in there.
And on the other side of the ball, Wesley Neal Jr. had a couple of TFLs for you, and he was a big presence, it seemed, in stopping that UNH run game.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that we've been missing all year. He's been, just really snake bitten with a bunch of injuries and things that are nagging and has been limiting his numbers of plays. But he got in there and made a significant impact. And we're thankful we got a week ahead of us to continue to heal up and then put our best efforts out in the final 2 weeks and see what happens.
I can throw one more out there, Rob, if I could. Coach, you mentioned the bye week. How do you approach it?
I mean, get them out of here first. I mean, we've been playing football since August 1st, and it's been a real grind. We knew it was going to be a late season bye. We haven't talked too much about our physical status, but we're certainly beat up over the last couple 3 weeks, and kids have been really, sucking it up and just getting themselves ready to get back to the field. So, going to get them out of here. We'll come back on we'll team meet and all those kinds of things, academics, but we're going to get a couple three good practices in this week and give them a little bit more time off in a weekend, then get busy versus A&T.
Thanks, Coach.
Next question for me is Teal. Good morning,
Morning, Rob. Morning, Jim. How are you?
Good, Ian, how are you?
Good, good. Going back to Jaden, do you see, correlation between the amount of touches that he gets and the efficiency of your offense? Seems like when he gets more touches, you guys are winning the ballgame.
I guess, when you start looking at the numbers, I can study that. But I think, yes, I think that he is a catalyst for us. But I think it's more generalized than that. Really, it's our run game. Our run game had kind of fallen off the last couple of games. And it was a committed effort, both by players and coaches, to make sure we could get going again. And obviously, Jaden had a superior game for us. But you saw some other guys get out there and give us quality carries. But certainly Jaden's been seeming to be the guy that gives us that impetus, that little juice, and be able to build it off of there. And it opens up everything when you got a running back core like we have, and able to go ahead and get, significant yardage on the ground, and then opens up the RPO game and the play action game. All of it kind of comes together for us. So it was good to play our football again.
Our football. All right, our football.
Yeah.
In terms of just the emotional lift that win might have given your team, what was after that game like after last year?
Well, I mean, I just value or undervalue, the result of last year. I mean, obviously it was a tight game and one that we really wanted to, have won and arguably did win. But I mean, it wasn't New Hampshire's fault. They're going to take that one 10 out of 10. But in terms of for our program and be able to get off the mat after a couple of tough weeks and be able to play at your highest level of the year, I think is a tremendous indicator of the, you know, the foundation in the program. Certainly our kids were excited and, you know, we're again fighting for our lives and hoping that the football guides will look kindly down on us, but we got an off week and two very quality opponents that we got to take care of before we can even think and pray about that postseason opportunity.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jamie, next question for Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Rob. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Very good, man. Now that you're back in your camo.
Well, this time we could joke about it because you came off a big win, which is good. By the way, Ian's supposed to be off from work today. So, Ian, go take your day off, please. Get out of here.
Ian, trying to get him.
We all need buys. We all need breaks, right?
Amen.
Well, speaking of that, when you plan out, you know, a season, does timing of the buy ever really matter to you? Because it seems like it's just so crucial in terms of the things you were just talking about, getting a mental break, getting a physical break, all that. Does it really matter, or does it just, you just need it in a football season?
I think you need it in a football season, and what's completely out of your control is when that's going to happen. You know, we played without a bye week here. You know, that's how the scheduling came out one time. You know, a late season bye, when I looked at it, I was, you know, a little bit disappointed in it because, you know, you'd like them in the midseason when you start getting banged up, which, you know, were the last two games prior to this one. We've been pretty banged up and could have used it. But at the same time, when you think about, you know, getting a late season bye, maybe it gives you an opportunity to heal up going into a significant postseason. We haven't had the experience of doing that one yet, but we take it when we get it, but it's critically important. They're beat up pretty good and we've been playing very hard for a long period of time. So them getting away from it, the coaches get a little bit of break and we'll recenter and get after the next opponent.
And then just the character of your kids, you know, coming off a couple of tough weeks to, you know, have the week that you had and obviously earn a big win at home. You know, what does it speak to in terms of the guys that you have in this football team and the way that they work?
Well, I think it speaks everything to their character. I mean, you know, you read Billy Koch and he Koch, and he's sitting there, always sitting there waiting. When are they going to quit? When are they going to quit? We're not going to quit, you know, and we're not going away. We're going to continue to prepare and get right and, you know, try to win the next game. I was just, you know, when you count on it, I mean, I shoulder a lot of the blame at Albany. I told them all that, you know, I must not be coaching you well enough. And I said, but I told them last week, I said, it's on you now. All right, let's see what you guys can do. And I think that they have a tremendous amount of pride and character and played a very good football game versus a quality opponent and find a way to win. So it was very satisfying. Something to build on.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep.
Jim, just building on that, the way that game ended, where they missed the field goal and you guys come back and get the field goal blocked and then to go into overtime, and what was the feeling on your sideline? Was there a lot of belief going into that overtime, or were your guys like, no, here we go again?
No, we're fine. We're fine in those situations. It really wasn't here you go again, you know, because we hadn't really been clicking. But we've been in tough situations like that, and we won a number of overtimes. So, you know, we weathered the storm. You know, you get the field goal blocked, it could take a little wind out of your sails. But, you know, as is normal, you go to the next play. And the critical thing was the coin toss. And we won it, and we played defense first, and then we knew what we had to do, and certainly had a chance to do it with a field goal or with a touchdown. Obviously, Jaden took care of that business for us in the overtime.
And just before I let you go, talking a little more about your defense, when you're playing a high-powered passing attack and then you got a guy like Lauby, did you pick your poison a little bit? You shut their run game down, but did you ever think they were going to throw the ball 60 times?
Oh, I'm sure that Ricky didn't either. You know, I mean, it's the way the game unfolded, but it's a very good quarterback and he's a high completion percentage. So he's getting yards, however it is. But my biggest concern going to the game was just that it was Lauby. It was Lauby in the special teams game. It was Lauby getting the ball, whether it be receiving or running. But we did have a concerted effort to be able to stop the run and run the ball first and foremost. Now, you don't like to see whatever it was, 456 yards passing. But, you know, if you can come out with a W, it really doesn't matter with the statistics. But same time, as you know, it was a concern with lobbying. We were able to stop the run, and we were able to run a little bit, and that was probably the difference in the game.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy some time off on the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
I thank you.